With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets with President Donald Trump today at the White House. It comes after his UN speech Friday, in which he defended his nation's determination to crush Hamas in Gaza. BBC correspondent Lise Duché has this report.
He made it absolutely clear that he was going to stand up in the face of this growing momentum by countries who have been recognizing a Palestinian state, because the only relationship which matters for Prime Minister Netanyahu, the only relationship which really makes a difference to him, is this meeting in the White House face to face with President Trump.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said late yesterday that Israel is working on a new ceasefire plan with the White House, but details are still being sorted out. In today's White House meeting, President Trump is expected to share a new proposal for ending the conflict. Iran has executed a man accused of spying for Israel, the latest in a major wave of executions. Iran identified the man as Bachman Chuzbazil. He wasn't immediately known in Iranian media reports or activists monitoring the death penalty in the Islamic Republic. The execution came as Iran vowed to confront its enemies after the United Nations reimposed sanctions on Tehran over its nuclear program this weekend. The European Union followed suit Monday, imposing similar sanctions on Iran. Europe has won the Ryder Cup, just like everyone expected. It just didn't happen without a few nervous moments. The Americans rallied from a 7-point deficit to have a flicker of hope. Europe needed only 2 points to retain the cup. Ludwig Åberg, in the fifth match, got the first one. Matt Fitzpatrick earned a half that felt like a consolation prize because of Bryson DeChambeau. This is SRN News. A startling statistic from Nigeria.
Religion News Service reports that Nigeria now sees an average of 30 Christians killed every day, making that nation the most dangerous place in the world to be a follower of Christ. Christians comprise almost half of Nigeria's population of more than 236 million people. Northern and central regions most frequently suffer Islamist violence, often inflicted by the extremist group Boko Haram, which launched an armed campaign in 2009 to establish a caliphate and enforce a strict interpretation of Sharia law. George Williams, SRN News.
The U.S. Department of Education has formed an America 250 Civics Education Coalition with 41 conservative groups in preparation for the celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary next July 4th. Participating groups include the Heritage Foundation, Turning Point Education, part of Turning Point USA, Moms for Liberty, and Hillsdale College. This is SRN News. A shooting at a North Carolina waterfront bar Saturday night killed three and wounded five others.
A North Carolina man is charged with murder after officials say he opened fire from a boat into a crowd at a Southport waterfront bar Saturday night, killing three and injuring five. District Attorney John David identifies him as Nigel Edge and says it was a targeted location.
We have developed evidence at an early stage that this was highly premeditated.
David says Edge was on their radar. Oak Island Police Chief Charlie Morris says the 40-year-old was a longtime resident, a veteran, and also known to them as Sean DeBevoix. Edge is being held without bond. I'm Julie Walker.
President Donald Trump will be speaking at a hastily called meeting for top military leaders. That word comes from a White House official not authorized to discuss the president's plan before a public announcement and spoke on condition of anonymity. Hundreds of generals and admirals have been summoned with little notice by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for